Our assignment for this morning was to bring a verse and thought about how brief life is and how we can make good use of our time here. In James 4, verse 13, it says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away." I think it is good to be goal-oriented to a certain extent and to prepare, but I think you can easily take that too far and just spend all your time thinking about that rather than laying the groundwork. I was thinking about it, how it is a little like building a house. If you just spend all your time planning on how you want the roof to be and you forget to do the groundwork and build the walls right, the house isn't going to last.
I got 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. "All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever." And I thought about how oftentimes we get in little arguments, or maybe someone isn't as friendly as we thought they should be, or maybe they didn't jump in there and help quite like we thought they should. And we kind of let those little things offend us, but kind of like what David said, everything we're doing right now is in preparation for that final day when Jesus comes. And it's not going to matter whether or not we won some argument or proved somebody wrong. So we just need to let those little things go and not get hung up on those and keep our eyes on the bigger picture.
Growing up, I've often thought about the analogy of life being like a play or a stage. There's all these people, all the generations that have come before us have had their moment up there, but now they're sitting back watching to see how we're going to use our time. And and life is just, it's too short to waste on ourselves and getting involved in the arguments of the day and things around us. We got to use our time to the greatest advantage to do what we're here for.
I found this interesting passage, Ecclesiastes 3, 9 through 13, called "The Gifts of God." "What profit has the worker from all his labors? I have seen altogether the tasks which God has given to the sons of men to be engaged in. He made everything beautiful in its time. He indeed put eternity in their hearts in such a way that man may not find out the work God made from the beginning to the end. I know there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and do good in their lives. Indeed, every man should eat and drink and experience the good in all his labor. This is God's gift to him." I appreciated the thought there that, you know, and we have our short time here, and we might as well make use of it to do good and experience, you know, God's blessings when we follow him. So.
In James 4, verse 14 and 15, "Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." So we have no promise of whether tomorrow will ever come, so we need to live today like it's our last.
I got a verse here, Ecclesiastes 7:15. "And I saw everything in my days of vanity. There is a righteous man
who perishes in his righteousness, and there is an ungodly man who remains alive in his vice. And if we love our life on the earth, we might live for a long time on the earth, but if we're looking for something better, the Lord might take us sooner.
For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Due to Jesus doing what God wanted him to do, allows us to live life free from sin if we choose to. Wisdom of Sirach, chapter 2, verse 3. Cleave to God and do not fall away, that you may be honored at the end of your life.
I can be thankful for every new day God gives me.